out of the
this. It's not so long, but that time.
On the difficulty of showing architecture. Aaron Betsky.
The problem for me, and what I meant by spectacle, was that I have done over 100 exhibitions on architecture, and I'm not sure that any of them are any good. And that's because it is virtually impossible to make an exhibition of architecture. And I think we can maybe have some interesting discussions about the terms of, because mostrare means not just to show, but to reveal, make public. And to unfold, of course, also has wonderful overtones. But in the West and in a traditional art museum, you usually have to put something on a pedestal or in a frame. And the problem is that architecture usually resides in buildings, and buildings don't usually fit inside other buildings. So what you wind up doing is having scale models or drawings of buildings that don't have any of the spatial sense of those buildings, drawings that only nerds like us understand, color photographs that are these sappy Disneyland versions of what maybe the buildings look like at sunset, and no sense of architecture. So I had already been experimenting at SF MoMA with ways in which you could show architecture itself, which is to say, to get at the essential qualities of architecture. And for the Biennale, I made what I thought was a very simple argument, which was a disaster because I still think I'm communicating clearly, but obviously I failed utterly because I don't think anyone really understood it. But it was a simple argument that the way you show architecture perhaps is not to show buildings, because architecture is not buildings. We think they're the same thing, but they are most definitely not. Buildings are buildings. They are objects with spaces, and building is a verb, to build something. Architecture is everything that is about buildings. It's how we show buildings, how we draw buildings, how we design buildings, how we talk about buildings, how buildings appear to us. It's everything about buildings. Buildings are the most complete ways in which architecture can appear, but these days especially, buildings are so much defined by issues outside of the discipline of architecture that they more often than not become the tomb of architecture. Buildings are defined by codes, life safety codes, building codes, financial codes, codes of behavior, computer codes, standardized, very little you can do. Not only that, but even in a more general sense, if you were to bring someone in here who is not an architecture person and try to show them where the architecture is here, you would have to do a lot of dancing around to talk about the column that maybe represents structure and skylights and try to talk about spatial proportions, and you eyes would glaze over almost immediately to, again, anyone who's not an architecture nerd. So instead, where do you find architecture? Well, you find it in intentions, in dreams. You find it quite often in places where architecture is more fully realized, like movies and television. You find it in utopian visions. You find it also in interiors that are fully designed, which are more powerful as scene-setting environments than buildings are. Mm-hmm. You find it outside of buildings in landscapes, which equally have a greater power to control an environment. You find it all around buildings and beyond buildings. Mm-hmm. So I said, let us look beyond buildings to find architecture and to show it.
Paolo Baratta.
What is and not is an exhibition of architecture, particularly an exhibition of architecture, uh-huh. which is started as an exhibition of art with the same sort of criteria.
Exactly, yeah.
An exhibition of architecture is by itself a contradiction, because in art you show the work of art in art. For a very simple reason, architecture, you don't show what is the product of the artist. Mm-hmm. And what do we show?
Kurt Forster.
Of course the Biennale has to be staged. Mm-hmm. After all, you solicit the interest and the arrival of all of this public, and then what are they going to see, right? They're not going to look at pictures on the wall. And Strada Novissima was very, very clever for that moment, because what did the moment What did the moment want to say? It wanted to project the idea that architecture is made of very many strands, of very different kinds, a texture of singular and rather willfully neglected interests, right? Mm-hmm. So you go from booth to booth, yeah? You go down from intercolumnium to intercolumnium, and in each one, you are, in a sense, given a scene from the long opera that is being put together, where all these characters come back out of the woodwork. And I tried, in a sense, to respond to that so many years later, a quarter of a century later almost, by making it appear, when you entered into the long gallery, that a kind of flotilla of proposals was coming to the harbor, right? Mm-hmm. So you looked, you could look down over this space through it, and you would have all of these things kind of almost miraculously arrive towards you.
Francesco Dalco.
We were convinced that one of the target of the architectural biennale was to find new spaces in order to create exhibition which could have a different relationship of could find in the spaces in itself a new occasion to do something. And this came exactly from the first experience of 1976, and afterwards what Portuguese did with the Strada Novissima and the great success that he enjoyed when he gave the Teatro del Mondo to design to Aldo Rossi.
Right.
So this
these
were the steps.
Paolo Portuguese.
Many critics has spoken about scenography. I think my idea originally was to make really a model of a street, to create the condition of all the Italian cities, of competition between architects to create a social space respecting the harmony between different architectural pieces. Certainly the result was scenographic, also for the shoes of the architects. Was a gallery of self-portraits. Anyway, this is the reason probably of the success. I consider positive this aspect, because in the program to reconnect citizens with architecture, scenography may be useful. So for me, this critic was, in a certain sense, a compliment.
Aaron Betsky.
It's very much a historical moment in its facadism alone, in the notion that you can reduce architecture to a series of masks that present themselves in one dimension, and that you can allow architects to then just present their own little follies within that. Limited. But the spectacular quality, I never saw it in real life, but what you get from the photographs when you talk to people who were there, the spectacular sense of a new city emerging in the darkness, out of the darkness of the Arsenale, was spectacular. My other big model was Aldo Rossi and his Theater of the World, floating in the lagoon of Venice. Those were the kind of things I really wanted to try to achieve. I did see the Biennale as reacting to its predecessors, in the sense that Dejan Sujic tried to find architecture by reducing it to the nuggets of the best form. Kurt Forster tried to find the best ideas. And then Ricky Burdett tried to find the economic infrastructure and social infrastructure for that. And I felt like they had surveyed the field, and now it was time to kick out the jams, to do something that showed what was possible beyond the kind of clarity and sometimes depressing truths that they had revealed.
Paolo Baratta.
I said to Betsky, because he sent me a paper concept, I said, no. This is not a book, it's not an essay. This is theater. To take the Corderie as a theater and put there things which are possibly not significant by themselves, mm-hmm. by whose meaning is in the percorso, in the walking through. It's an experience through time and space that you have, and you have to receive messages in an indirect way, not mm-hmm. necessarily a direct way. And I must say that Betsky did successfully understand and, yeah. mm-hmm. and apply this principle. Those were not pieces of architecture. They were, well, in the case of Gehry, yes, but it's a sort of, mm-hmm. it was yeah. theatre.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is, in Betsky, the idea was a sort of, before architecture comes in,
mm-hmm.
Forms that appears,
right.
and that might belong mm-hmm. to the world of architecture
mm-hmm.
or not,
mm-hmm.
but is an aurora.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's a very, yeah. very powerful.
Kazuo Seijima.
But I think I also have been to three times for Art Biennale because mm-hmm. I joined some symposium that summer sure. and then I quickly saw, and then somehow Art Biennale, the artist can show the artwork itself
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
the architectural exhibition. It's not possible, and so the always the architecture exhibition, we must think about how to show the some architectural quality, and we cannot use real one mm. with context.
Right.
Even someone make 1-to-1, but without real context, I think. Mm-hmm. So that is what I like to think about, and then ask every participant. Mm. At least each room is a kind of, I ask them, a context.